Cam.
Hi, Mike.
Every time.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Welcome to episode 19.
This is a good one.
Brought to you by the Monsanto Corporation.
And Conglama.
And Globotech.
Weyland-Yutani.
Nakatomi.
What was Krebstar?
Okay, I think that's all of them.
Yeah, wow.
Forgive any of our corporate sponsors if we're leaving anybody out. But they want us to remind you to consume this
buy,
consume this holiday season. And that's really what the holidays are all about.
Yes.
So, wink and a nod. wink, nudge, nod.
Yeah, we know now that we need to wink and nudge.
At all.
Nudge.
It was a good show.
Indeed.
Funny stuff. Go. You need to go and vote right now.
Yeah, so the...
For a Christmas Story.
The action on our bracket thing is
heating up.
And things are... I really like watching how this is going.
It's fun. It's been a lot of fun.
So go vote for your favorite movies.
Also, you have until the end of the week to vote for the Better Class of Villain contest, which is actually doing really well. Everybody's kind of even right now, so...
Yeah.
Other than that... Next week, we'll be taking a look at some horror-themed Christmas movies.
There were some gems, too.
There really were. And in the future, we'll be having a musical episode, if all goes according to plan.
Yes.
Also, look out for our commentary that will be coming soon for the holiday horror classic. We decided on Jack Frost, didn't we?
Yeah.
We're going to do Jack Frost. And there may be a video...
The horror one, not the Michael Keaton one.
Right. Well, both could be considered horror.
Yeah. Horrible.
So, look out for those. And we may have a video game playthrough as well. Keep your peepers peeled and enjoy this week's episode. And I think that's it.
That is it.
So, we'll catch y'all later. Bye. Gentlemen, and welcome to episode 19 of We're Gonna Need a Bigger Show. And I'm out of steam already. Yeah. I'm done.
Tired?
I'm a little tired tonight.
Christmas nap?
I've had several naps.
Oh, wow. It'll hit you. The energy will hit you.
I hope so, and I hope it's during this show. Well, we're here.
I was thinking it. I'm glad you said it.
You're gonna have to deal with it.
Like in the odd way.
Yeah. As always, tonight I am joined by
Cameron B.
Childs. Good. Glad to have you.
As you always. Too. You too.
People are up to the minute voting on our Christmas challenge right now. So
some of them may be in the same room with us.
that may be happening. Okay. This week we are also joined by two new guests to the podcast this week.
Hello.
First, we have Mr.
Josh Scheidel.
Josh Scheidel. And we also have
Russell White.
Boom. Two brand new guests to the show.
Oh, it's going to be a hell of a thing.
I think it's going to be, what did you say about the three of you?
Well, we were kind of the trio not to be messed with. Back in high school in the day. I mean, we're still not doing this.
You mean not physically, but
okay.
I don't really know on what level.
Wit?
Not physically.
By wit?
Really?
Did you have a rapier wit?
We had a band. We had a rapier wit. But we also had a band, and we definitely had the best band in our high school.
Easily. Yes. Easily.
Yeah.
What was the name of the band?
Depends on the year.
Yeah. Or the month.
Yeah. Okay. It was Esther Hayes. Tristessa, Optical Faith.
Tristessa?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Sadness or something? Something about being sad. What?
Popper.
And, John Popper. Awesome. And,
John Popper.
We ended on Of Novas.
Of Novas. Cool.
Of Novas. Mm. Kind of like Of Montreal. But
did you have a story to tell?
Well, they were talking about fighting earlier. Y'all can chime in with this story, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh wrestles people sometimes. I mean, if you know Josh, you probably know that happens. You've probably been wrestled by Josh if you know Josh. And one time,
right now,
we were in Russ's parents' bedroom because that's where the computer was, messing around. And Josh was
messing around on the computer.
Wasn't everybody's family computer in the parents' bedroom? Yeah. Ours was.
Yeah. Not mine. It was still at the store. It had to be bought for 10 more years.
So, for whatever reason, maybe you can fill this in, Josh and Russ start
wrestling. Getting it on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get into a physical thing.
Finish the statement.
Yeah, you keep stopping, right? At that point, it was clothed wrestling.
Yes. Yes. Fast. And it went on, and it went on, and finally, Russ's defense became shaking violently and going, la, 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 la. And this went on for, I don't know what I was doing, looking on LimeWire for At the Drive-In stuff or something. But finally, I look over, this has been going on for like 20 minutes probably. And Russ doesn't look so good anymore. His face is kind of red. So, and then he retires to his parents' bathroom to throw up.
What? What happened?
Wait, which one of you was first?
Russ.
Well, no, I started throwing up because like, yeah, I was jokingly just kind of like, and I'm like flopping like a dead fish, and then I started puking, and then I think Josh came in to like, I think we were still fighting
laugh
while we were
real
puking.
Hard or yeah, fight probably still,
and he like walked into my cloud of puke.
He was like,
I puked in the sink.
He was like, I gotta puke too, so he puked in the sink.
Yeah, that's how it went. Excuse me, sirs, I must puke as well. Stand aside.
I remember they wanted me to puke too. Like somebody said something, oh, you should come puke. And I was like, I don't think I have to. And I just kind of watched and laughed. And it was a night, obviously, to remember for the rest of my life.
It was a night of complete
the funny part about that night, during the day.
Not at night.
That's why, yeah. Yeah, the sun was out. It's a really weird night. I'm sure.
Wow.
I assume we weren't. Maybe we're, I don't know.
Whew.
Then your parents would have been home and angry.
It's true.
It's a good time. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm glad that happened.
Me too. Now that we have that story.
Fun stories.
On the books.
Yeah.
You can't vote twice, Russ.
I didn't vote twice.
I just canceled your vote for that. Extra
no,
comment.
Because I haven't voted on that Christmas vacation. I voted on the previous.
He voted.
This is a whole new. So you put my vote back on there,
and he voted on two different devices. So that means he gets to vote twice.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Different IP addresses.
Oh man, are we gonna do it that way? Because I will find 50. I'll get a randomizer.
Absolutely not.
Josh just told us how to do the podcast, and I agree with him.
I'm running this show.
I think maybe we should just hop right into some news.
Jump into news.
This week's show is brought to you by the Monsanto Corporation, by the way. We should get that out of the way.
Also, Conglomo.
And Globo Corp.
And Weyland Yutani.
And Krebstar.
And Krebstar.
Thank you. What a great addition.
So it's the
and
all
Pickles Toys.
It's the all, yes, it's the all corporate and the Nakatomi people. This is the all corporate Christmas spectacular. We're going to hop right into some news. What we got this week? Bryan Singer, fucker behind some of those X-Men movies, has announced this week.
The first two.
No, the first
Genius.
Two. And then produced the last one. Produced First Class and is directing Days of Futures Past.
Okay.
But he announced this week.
Causing a cacophony.
He announced this week that the new X-Men movie will be taking on Apocalypse, or the Age of Apocalypse. And that he's going to direct it. And I don't want that to happen.
I have mixed. We were talking about this the other day.
Yeah, right? We were. What? Why would you not want it to happen? I mean, what is X-Men going to go more wrong? Who cares what happens in those movies?
If Bryan Singer's involved.
I mean, till a reboot, we're just going to have to wait for some. Which they've already had one reboot. They're just going to double reboot.
Did you not like First Class?
Only, I didn't watch it all the way through.
Well, okay.
No, I don't particularly like any of them because I feel like they all kind of go against the style of X-Men.
I agree
in my
that.
Head, like
yeah.
The comics and the animated series. They're just not as weird and darkish.
Right.
They're just too much. But they just come up with I don't know why people think that comics didn't do a great job of writing their own storyline.
Right.
Like, they've lasted this long writing these storylines that are basically soap operas. I mean, they have to go on and on and on. They still are entertaining. Then people get them and are like, I'm a director in Hollywood. I'm going to switch it up. Yep. You know, it's like, these are fine storylines. Just use the Peter Parker, I don't actually shoot web, I have a cartridge
right.
storyline yep. of, you know, like Doctor. You know, it's weird. I don't know why anybody has to switch these things up. They claim it's to make a more, like, palpable Hollywood, but they've never done the non-palpable Hollywood, right. so I don't know how they would know that it was somehow
I mean,
better.
They've gotten close.
Batman did it.
Batman did fine. I think the Iron Man movie stayed pretty close to what mm-hmm. Tony Stark is.
But that's the easy one, because he's so Hollywood anyway.
So I don't know. I mean, I want to see Apocalypse on film. Like, I'm dying to see Apocalypse on film.
I want the whole storyline where it's actually, like, Sabretooth. They're not going to do that one. They're not going to do Sabretooth, good guy, Cyclops, bad guy, good
the whole Age of Apocalypse.
Yes.
No, they won't.
They keep saying it's Age of Apocalypse, but it's, like Cam was saying, I don't think it's actually going to be.
That's what we're saying, is that, first of all, this seems like too early in the movie series to bring on something, like, as major as Apocalypse. Like, that's just huge.
This is 5 movies in.
I know, but there's so much other good stuff. I mean,
really, what they should have, I mean, obviously, before Apocalypse, you should have had Sinister, but
that's what I'm saying. Like, anything with Mr. Sinister would have been really cool.
We should have had Wolverine and what's his turd stuck in that submarine.
What's his turd?
Oh, Omega Red.
Omega Red stuck in that submarine. The best, at least the best animated series in my opinion, episode was that's so intense. They can't fight because they can't get out of there. Like, nothing more dramatic than that, you know, because usually it's all hack and slash and figure out how to
juggernaut. But. I would love to see Omega Red on film.
That would be really awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great villain.
Especially, I mean, that's the perfect scenario for it. And they keep coming out with all these dicky old Wolverine movies. It's perfect scenario for those.
Yeah.
And they won't actually cross over characters to those, which is why, I guess, the...
Like Spider-Man? Or
the Avengers is a little better, because they can actually cross over
actors and characters.
Well, no, but I mean, like, they cross over characters and actors. Wolverine could bring in the people from the X-Men movies.
Right.
But he doesn't.
Right.
So that's... It kind of makes them just seem like they have to do these origin stories. It's just so boring.
The new Wolverine movies.
How many Spider-Mans do I have to wait for before Carnage is in a Spider-Man movie?
All
the best part of Spider-Man.
You're never going to get Carnage, ever.
I want him to rip a whole city apart, and then Venom have to stop him. I want him to just be ripping people.
Okay, here's the thing. You may get Carnage if they do a Venom movie, which it is looking likely, but I don't know that you'll ever...
I don't know about a Venom. Yeah, I still want the same scenario. The Spider-Man fights Venom.
Right.
Which we got for 10 seconds, or whatever that one time. Yeah. We got the Spider-Man fighting Venom, then we got the Venom joining Spider-Man to fight Carnage. Yeah. And then you have to go further to, like... But those are awesome, too. Like, the doppelganger Spider-Man, where it was, like, Spider-Man with actually 8 legs.
Oh, man, doppelganger was awesome.
That was...
Maximum Carnage. I would love to see that as a movie. Never gonna happen. As, like, a two-part movie.
The video game?
Yeah, just the video... I want them to directly adapt just the video game. So I don't know. We'll see what happens as this one develops. I mean, it's really going to depend on how good or bad Days of Futures Past does.
Yeah, well, I guess...
And it already looks like dog shit.
I was about to say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't seem to matter how well it does, because they're just going to make another one.
Yeah, why did they come out with the Apocalypse is going to come after this? They're essentially telling you the end of this movie.
It's going to be Apocalypse.
Yeah, so none of this movie matters, because it's going to come some weird dimension. It has to be some weird dimension, because that's where he comes in.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
What we were saying is that it won't be Age of Apocalypse. It'll just be something involving Apocalypse. Mm. Like, I don't know, just to keep it simple.
Well, they also announced that the film won't have the future X-Men and the first-class X-Men. It will just have first-class characters. So I don't understand how they can do Age of Apocalypse at all.
Unless they do that, the line where Xavier's dead and they're all bad guys, that would be fairly young X-Men. But
so I don't
know. Magneto's the boss, the good guy.
Yeah,
you could do that, I guess. Isn't he the good guy?
Yeah,
the head of the good guys,
wasn't he?
Pretty much, I think.
So we'll see.
It's all chaos.
The Coen brothers have kind of...
Oh, right, it's Spider-Man.
They're making the next Spider-Man. Wow. They're making the next Spider-Man 3. Can you imagine?
I'd give them all the money I have. $7.
There's been some rumblings that their next film may be Hail Caesar, which was first reported back in 2004, which would star George Clooney as a 1920s matinee film idol who takes on the epic of Caesar. I would watch the hell out of that movie.
Have we gotten like a?
Have they ever said Coen Brothers? And you're like, I'm not watching this horse shit.
No, true. Like, true. But that's the thing with the Coen Brothers, and I was thinking about this when I read this piece of news. I'm never like that. You know, like there's never a moment where I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna. There's no way. Like, or I've seen that before or anything like that. It's always something fresh and new, and or at least a new take. I just am always kind of pleasantly surprised by what they turn out.
Yeah. They haven't done a movie about making movies yet, have they?
No, not really.
Because
I mean, there's just, like little details plumbed throughout about making movies, but not.
Yeah.
Martin Fink is pretty much making movies.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. But I mean, I would like to see a full on. But I mean, this one, yeah, this would probably be that.
Yeah, almost so, like Singing in the Rain, Ed Wood.
Right. Kind of, and have the Coens team back up with George Clooney is pretty cool. His Oh Brother Art, that was great.
He has, people have always said he has a Caesar-y look about him anyway.
Yeah.
Roman look. I mean,
Cam says that every time you go to watch a George Clooney movie, yeah, he's like, guys, only time I'm good at talking here, yeah. But he always looks like Roman.
You know what I'm saying? Back in the 90s, he had that kind of like comb straight down, very short.
Oh, like From Dust Till Dawn?
Dust Till Dawn, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that haircut. That's what I'm talking. That's probably what I'm thinking of.
I see what you're thinking of.
Yeah. And he had, like, the horseshoe leaf thing in his hair.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
What he did do all
that. Vampires don't like that.
Right.
You kind of validated yourself.
I'm kind of excited about that movie.
Burn After Reading was...
That's the one I have not seen.
It's maybe my favorite.
Really?
John Malkovich. Well, that's the best part is that they pretty much admitted that it's just a movie made to cast people in. Okay. So, like, wrote a character that Brad Pitt would have to be nerdy.
Right.
Or wrote where George Clooney couldn't be the best man in the room. Like, he had to be.
Yeah.
John Malkovich is still pretty much John Malkovich. Right. They didn't really get him out of his
moment.
But he's
so angry all the time.
Yeah, he is.
And it's just that raging beauty comes out.
Yeah. Yeah, but everybody else is like, yeah, this weird George Clooney thing. And, yeah, weird Brad Pitt. Definitely the Brad Pitt character. But they said specifically about Brad Pitt, like, oh, we want to see this. Him do weird.
Right.
And that's it. And then they were like, well, how are we going to do the hair? And they were like, I don't know, give it a shot. And it turned out really, it's like some midway between doing his hair. And they're like, no, that's perfect. Stop there. Like, whatever gross way his hair looks right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
I'll be excited to see how this one pans out. I'm really excited to see Inside Llewellyn Davis.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, cool. Peter Jackson stated this week that his plan is to make a Tintin sequel after the Hobbit films are all said and done. Did you guys see Tintin? The Adventures of Tintin?
I did. I saw it in the theater.
I thought it was fantastic.
It's like, CG. The CGI looked pretty good, too.
Yeah, yeah.
As cartoony as, like, the forms and everything.
Right.
Like, I don't know. The textures were really good. It looked great.
Yeah, I mean, it's in terms of, like, how it was pulled off and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the look of it was really good. The story was pretty great. I expected to not like it at all.
Yeah,
I was just like,
absolutely.
Oh, this is not, you know, this is not anything I'm interested in.
And it feels very much like Indiana Jones. Or
yeah,
something.
It's a,
like
it's real
ridiculous,
classic. Yeah,
but it's a good ride.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm. I diggled it there. So I'm excited
Andy
about
Serkis
that.
It's going to be everybody
again. Yeah, I mean he's like three things in the first one. So, but they had a lot of good voice talent, a lot of good people involved
mm-hmm.
with the first one. So, I'll be excited to see how that pans out. When are you going to see The Hobbit? You going this weekend?
Tonight.
Are you going at midnight?
In several hours.
I'm gonna knock you out so you cannot go.
Oh, that'd be sad. Then I can't tell you how similar or dissimilar it is to The Raid.
Ah, that's true. There was a reviewer comparing the new Hobbit film to The Raid.
I was telling him about that.
Which is for most people reading that's an empty comparison because everybody's like, what the fuck is The Raid?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So it's like, for people who've seen The Raid, it's like, what? But yeah. I get it too. Like it's a fun thing to compare. There's no way it can be. Like,
sure.
I mean, in any way, it's not gonna be that violent. It's not gonna. I can't see any comparison it could possibly be to The Raid. But I'm intrigued. And I'm
door frame killing. That's all I want.
I really get fucking
yeah.
One
yeah.
of the little shitty hobbits.
Smaug is gonna pin a dwarf down and gun him in the head.
Dragon like, with what? Guns. So, speaking really of Indiana little. Jones, though, it was also announced this week that Disney will be releasing all future Indiana Jones films. That statement means that they're planning another Indiana Jones
more film. Indiana Jones films. And if I was about to call him Han Solo, if Harrison Ford's okay with doing Han Solo, he'll probably try to reprise his Indiana Jones role, too.
Yeah. I mean, After that last one, I don't know. We need another one.
I don't know. People were beefing about that, but it. I feel like it just wasn't the right timing because they're all ridiculous.
If Shia LaBeouf wasn't in it, I think it would have been okay.
But yeah,
I think it would have been perfect. That's a big part of it. I think it would have been solid.
I just think
the swinging on the vines part that was bad.
I thought maybe that the alien angle was a little outside of the.
Stick with Nazis.
The feel of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, stick with a biblical mythology.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
I'll give you my
favorite. No, that's not ridiculous at all. Like,
well, no, not that it's not ridiculous, because it's all ridiculous. Let's be clear. I mean, it's all ridiculous, but I feel like in the levels of ridiculousness, Aliens goes just a little too far beyond.
Yeah, like, that maybe. Moment. I think that's a good compromise between Nazis and aliens.
Would be Molman.
Like,
well, Morlocks.
I think the only part I didn't like about
the city
it.
Of the Morlocks.
I didn't like it. Everybody was like, it's ridiculous. I'm like, it's not any more than ridiculous. Every one of them is ridiculous. They're all so ridiculous.
People beefed so hard over the fridge thing, and I thought that was, like, that's Indiana Jones.
Yeah, they're great.
Like, where he gets. Exploded in the nuclear test, and he hides in the fridge.
Oh, the fridge! Yeah. I thought you said the French.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. I was like,
fridge. No, that's totally something Indiana Jones would do, man.
Yeah, the only thing is, like, the whole time I was watching it, I was like, this is just national treasure. Like, oh, this is his national.
No, because he's not saying random words to like connect a point.
Yeah, he's gonna pull it. He's gonna pull a tile out and like get these weird Ben Franklin glasses out to find aliens or whatever. Ben Franklin knew Masons and stuff.
Asians, Oriental rugs, toupees, Brad Pitt
did it.
So I don't know. I mean, there have been some good, you know, ideas for stories. There was one where Indiana Jones is going to find Atlantis, which I thought would have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
One that they'll never do that I think would be an awesome movie. Indiana Jones at the Mountains of Madness would be an H.P. Lovecraft Indiana Jones movie.
Or you bounce Cthulhu.
Yeah, I mean, that would be fantastic. They'll never do it. So I don't know where they can go, though. But I'll be interested. If they leave Mutt at home, I'll be fine with
it. I want it to just be a modern-day drama featuring, like, a modern take on the, you know, like, the new Russian society. Like, they basically have to explain, like, how Indiana Jones is keeping Soviet Russia from re-emerging.
Oh,
like, it's just a really slow drama.
It's just bleak as shit.
Yeah.
Gone is the energy and the fun of the other film.
Yeah.
Suddenly, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Right. Yeah, he's like, Ukraine can't get back. And you just see a bunch of UN meetings where he's trying to explain how UK can't go back into the Soviet Union.
I love it.
In other things that shouldn't happen, NBC announced this week that they're going to do a Rosemary's Baby TV miniseries.
Oh, why not? Why not? Well, that's great.
You're kidding.
With Skojo.
With Skojo as Rosemary.
It's Rosemary's Baby.
Just the baby.
Grown up.
What'd you do to her eyes? They're sexy.
Grover as Rosemary's Baby.
Cookie Monster?
Yeah,
here
we go.
Can we...
Side tangent. Yeah. Sidebar?
All right, sidebar.
Can I approach the bench?
Yes.
Sidebar. Is anybody else wondering why the Muppet Show hasn't come back? Like, the Muppets variety show? I think it's perfect
Good
timing
point.
For it.
Good
it's
point.
Going to.
And I think they should be in charge. Yeah. No. Yeah. But, like, yeah.
I would give all of my money to that idea, right?
Yeah, there. I don't see why Matt Damon hadn't kicked it up. He didn't have anything going right now.
I mean, as much as a boner Jason Segel gets over Muppets, you'd think that he would do more with it. Yeah.
I feel like with the new movie that's coming out in the spring and the popularity of the newest movie that came out, and like the things that they've been doing on TV, like they did the Lady Gaga Muppets holiday special. It was something else. It was really something to be seen.
But that's straight up Muppets territory, too.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I feel like there's something rumbling. Either a TV show or like a national... I would love to see like a national stage show. Where it tours
I want the variety show where it's still kind of made for adults, but it's still just puppets. Because I looked up FAO Schwartz the other day to see if it was still around. Because somebody was talking about it, and they were like, well... They were like, oh, I think it's because we were talking about Home Alone, and they were like, that toy store that's based off FAO Schwartz. And
somebody was
like, that's not FAO Schwartz. And they were like, it's blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? How do I know what FAO Schwartz is? It's because Big's Piano. All the way around to apparently there's a room in FAO Schwartz where you can make your own Muppet.
Are you kidding?
No, you like go in there and it's like the Muppet Factory.
What?
The it's, but it's like this room and you go. It's like Build-A-Bear, but with Muppets.
I have a sketch.
And you can build one like online. Pull it up and build a couple.
We're pulling up Muppet Whatnot kit.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's a kit? Like you can I get it to go to my house?
Yes.
Oh, my. No, see, look up
but you can get the
go to FAO right Shorts.
Right here.
Yeah,
oh my Muppet gosh. Workshop.
Like the room look no. Well, this is where you can build it online. But like go here. Just click FAO Shorts banner. And then like
this is important, gang.
There's this room. Yeah, there's the room where they showed it. It's like a Build-A-Bear room, but it's all Muppet style. But yeah, let's do that. That sounds great.
Oh man. This would have made an awesome Christmas.
See, that's the workshop again. I know. But I was like, I gotta go to New York. Hop a train, right? Here it is. Yeah, like this place, yeah.
Oh my god, I need.
Oh, you pick out your eye. This is like
and you just build like it's a little Who's It shop and you just get all your
guys,
pieces
I wanna
together.
Go. Oh my god.
Look, put your little body together. Everyone you pick is great. I tried. I just picked random things.
Oh, okay, let's pick one. We're gonna pick this guy right here.
Yep.
Okay.
Base.
Let's do these eyes.
I did those eyes. Why wouldn't you do them?
This makes me wish that for Wii, you could build your Mii as a Muppet.
Okay. Then let's do. Oh, he's got.
Oh yeah, Muppet Mii. Man, we should
Muppet Mii.
We're not in charge.
Oh man, he's got to have this sweet.
Oh yeah, he got all kinds. Yeah, he's got all kinds of gear. Football jersey. Like just. Oh, you can get him just hairy. No, it's crazy.
Oh, let's do that.
Just a little furry guy.
Yeah, just a little furry.
Let's see what he looks like.
You can't like combine them, which I'm sure when you're there, you're like.
What?
Whoa, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and give him a voice. Like, just how would his voice sound? Yeah, see, everybody, yeah, it works perfect.
It's a Muppet, they all sound like that.
They all sound a little like Kermit.
You'd have to be one of those puppets that
you know, like one of those janky old eyes.
I know exactly what I'm
he's
doing.
He's a caveman. And this is a caveman, right? You made a caveman.
Yeah,
caveman
yeah
he's pretty. A Dapper Dan caveman.
Yeah, he's pretty dapper. Essentially a greaser caveman.
Oh, he messed up a little. I'm saying a little tweaking, he could be a caveman.
Man, this is fantastic. Let's see. Wow. Let's make him.
Yeah, be yourself. I'm saying.
Let's see. There
boom,
we go.
Right. Boom. Yeah. I mean, they're great. Well, see, ordering it's one thing. That's kind of cool.
No, I want to go there and.
I want to go to. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go to there.
It'll be. It would be great because it's like a little.
Wow.
And I'd be. Yeah. There's gonna be a bunch of kids. I'm gonna be pushing by the way.
I don't even know how we got here, but I'm so glad we did.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm so glad we did. Because I have to have this.
This is all because of the sidebar, the Muppet sidebar.
Yeah.
But that Whatnot kit, you can get a whole kit for making your Whatnot at the crib. Or maybe they send that to you in a kit, I don't know.
They send you all of these things? They send you
No, no. Well, I mean, like, you order that guy and then they send it to you and make you put it together.
Right.
Like, we don't have any adhesive here. We take care of it.
I'm totally into this, though. I'm probably going to be playing with this the whole episode, so...
Let's just comment on that. I think you're supposed to write down what the sidebar was. Because I went on a sidebar.
Oh, Rosemary's Baby? I didn't care about that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I really went to a.
Well, Muppets then. I'm making the best Muppets right now.
That's awesome.
This is the best. All right, cool.
Screenshot that. You got a website.
Yeah,
right?
I do. I need to
screenshot. Oh, FaceSpace. Put it on FaceSpace.
Can I face space you? Sure.
I'm not a friend of you.
Drink all this. And done. I don't care anything else about Rosemary's Baby. Go check out the FAO Shorts Muppet Workshop and get yourself your own Muppet.
Tying into consumerism Christmas, this would make a hell of a gift.
And there's a Lego room.
It's expensive.
Apparently, like Toys R Us runs FAO Shorts now.
I mean, from what you get.
I think that's an incredible price for getting your own Muppet.
Like, I know.
No, like, no.
Because what price would you put on it? Priceless, right? It's priceless.
It is priceless.
There's no
amount
of money.
Yeah.
It could have said $1,000.
I've been like, okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Did they make it in their workshop?
Right. Let's talk a little bit about some of the trailers that came out this week. Rapid Fire, Godzilla, Edge of Tomorrow, and Jupiter Ascending all had trailers premiere this week. They've all been talked about a lot. We're going to take a break, play a short clip from each, and then we're going to come back and talk about them. We will be right back.
Boom.
Gentlemen, you are being sent in via Halo Jump. Now, I realize not all of you have had hands-on experience.
What I am about to tell you sounds crazy. But you have listen to me. Your very lives depend on it.
You're the perfect Hunzo machine. Fearless. Relentless. You've been searching for one thing your whole life. And she's down there.
Make sure this is the right one.
It's her.
Good. Kill her.
And we're back from those three trailer clips.
I'm tired.
Godzilla, Edge of Tomorrow, and Jupiter Ascending.
I feel like I just watched Matrix 3.
Let's start with Godzilla. Josh, I know you got something to say about Godzilla.
Not a lot. I feel like Godzilla's irrelevant now since Pacific Rim. I don't want to just watch this in Cloverfield.
Yeah, I had to keep wondering, like, when are the giant robots going to come out?
They're not. Here's how they're going to beat
That's
it.
Lame, man.
They're just going to shoot it to death or whatever.
But there's going to be other giant monsters.
What?
Like, it's going to be Godzilla fighting other monsters.
Mothra?
Not Mothra.
Well, then who gives a shit?
You don't want to see any of the other ones?
No!
I just want to see Godzilla.
Mechagodzilla or whatever.
I don't give a shit about that. That's a robot. But I will watch Godzilla beat up on some other monster. I mean, all day.
But you think Godzilla's the good guy?
No, there are no good guys. But
I think Godzilla...
I like that. They should put that in the trailer.
They should have, because let's be honest. The trailer lacks in monster.
I think on purpose. They obviously give you that little teasers.
You get the teaser at the front and the back end, but... The floating heads through the whole middle of the trailer is just kind of like, okay.
I don't know if you noticed that Bryan Cranston's in this movie, though.
Yeah, Bryan Cranston's in it.
Cranial Cranston.
He's crying.
Cranial Cranston.
It looks like they're going to touch on... Jesus. It looks like they're going to touch on radiation.
Jesus is here?
I think so.
It's probably just a person.
It's going to touch on radiation. Because of, you know, there were like a few things about that throughout the trailer. I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty stoked on it, though. I'm ready.
I'm fine with it.
I think it looks good so far.
So far, so good.
The trailer does its job. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
I love the way Gareth
Edwards, who also directed the film Monsters a few years ago, which is also kind of a giant monster movie here, like in a very. Yeah, it's in Murfreesboro. But in like very close proximity to you know, ground level. Not kind of a larger than life monster movie, which is kind of cool.
Pacific Rim's good. Obviously great.
Right.
But Pacific Rim, Cloverfield, a piece of trash, but people really like it.
Thank you.
But I think the only reason it's relevant. What?
Russ liked it.
Russ liked it?
I kind of liked it.
The only reason it's relevant is it shows all those people dying. Like, you know, usually they're just knocking over buildings. You're like, whatever. You get to, like, realize these sons of bitches are in the buildings. Right. But, like, that's the only reason it's relevant. Because other than that, like, nothing. You like that movie?
It was pretty good.
I'm in the camp of I enjoyed it.
Really?
I think it was awesome.
I thought it was terrible.
I don't think it's the best movie ever made, but I
haven't forgot.
There was personal developmental struggles.
I just think it was a found footage monster movie and it did an okay job of being that. It wasn't mind blowing or anything, but you know, monster looked cool. I love the little baby monster running through the tunnels.
I can't say accurately when I was watching it, I did enjoy it. Looking back, I did enjoy it. But, like, I think I was watchable. Is that the best way to say it?
I walked out of the theater.
Really?
Yeah, that was one of the...
Like, why was it that bad? Honestly.
It is, even if you like what eventually happens, there's 40 minutes of boring.
There's a long intro.
I think the hype just didn't lead up to it. And I'll be honest, I mean, I didn't walk out until close to the end, but I was still like...
There's nothing redeeming.
Yeah, there was just like
no this way to pull this out of the shooter.
Yeah, let's talk about Edge of Tomorrow, or as I like to call it, Sci-Fi Groundhog's Day.
Sci-fi what?
Groundhog's Day.
Oh yeah,
because it's essentially that movie.
Star power in here though.
Yeah, but didn't Jake Gyllenhaal do this movie a few years ago? Like, wasn't there a sci-fi movie with him?
Last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah.
Oh, where he's on the train?
Yeah. Juno or something. What is that?
Yeah, it's Juno.
Oh, no, yeah, the train. I was thinking...
The pregnant preteen?
I was just thinking, like, the highly mechanized fighter, which would be that... the last one he did, that...
are you talking Asylum about?
Asylum or whatever. What is that one?
Elysium.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't Jake Gyllenhaal.
Wait, what did you say? Matt Damon. The whole time, in my head, I was like, Matt Damon.
Wait, Matt Damon isn't Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, who cares about Jake Gyllenhaal?
Although I did watch Elysium yesterday.
Yeah?
Didn't care for it.
Jake Gyllenhaal was not in Good Will Hunting. I could care less.
Was my review accurate?
Yeah, pretty accurate. I think I may have liked it a little less than you did.
Okay.
Elysium?
Yeah.
I didn't know you.
I didn't care for it. Well, I really like District 9, but... So anyway, Edge of Tomorrow. I don't know. I didn't care
anything
about it. Seems
like it could be good, though. I'll watch it.
Russ.
And it's got Tom Cruise. That's kind of
Star power. Emily Blunt.
It has mech suits, exoskeletons. I'm into that. That's neat.
If you do that right, it's always fun.
But I've never sat around and like.
Elysium did do right.
Right. Yeah.
If I was gonna watch one person live a day over and over, it definitely would not be Tom Cruise.
That'd be
the worst over and over day.
For me, that's not like a. That's
Why did they put Bill Murray in that mech suit?
Yes,
Murray in a mech suit.
He's just groundhogs. Just the entire time. And gophers. I'm going to say gophers, which is kind of accurate. We'll just blink Caddyshack in there.
Directed by Wes Anderson.
Oh my god.
Any war movie directed by Wes Anderson.
A Wes Anderson sci-fi mech
movie. I'd green light that.
Wow. Well, Jupiter Ascending.
Nothing happened in that trailer, right? Nobody has any clue what happens in that movie.
Does anyone remember that trailer?
We watched it 3 minutes ago. I don't know what happened.
Mila Kunis?
That I made as much
Channing
sense.
Tatum with Vulcan ears, and eyebrows.
Goatee.
It's not like Coen's where you're like, well, I trust him to do it. It's like it's the Wachowski brothers. Cause so I'm just the whole time I'm like, I've seen Matrix 3. I know how this is gonna go. Yeah. I'm still not gonna understand it once I see the whole movie.
It looks like it. First of all, it looks very ambitious. Like
too ambitious.
So yeah, maybe
in the 2 minute trailer we just saw, I think it's too ambitious.
There were some very big set pieces, or at least a lot of green screen.
Yeah, and I just from their complete body of work, The Matrix, the two sequels. What else we got? Speed Racer. if I look at everything,
I think it could go either way because V for Vendetta was pretty good.
They did that,
yeah, and they did that Blood Ninja or what is it called, Ninja Assassin, which I've heard is good for what it is.
Oh well, let's all just assume that's not any good. You're just making that up. V for Vendetta was good too, but it's another one of those movies that like people idolize that you watch it and you're just like.
I like the source material. A little. I did not like the movie at all. So I'm not a big. I guess I'm.
I think people miss out on the part where he's the bad guy. I think everybody got to that. They get to that part of the movie, and then they're just like, "This movie's great." And then they don't remember the part where he's actually the bad guy.
Kind of.
They're looking at it and they're just like, "Oh, he's awesome," and this was, you know, like. Let's get this whole idea of this movie, and then you're like, you missed the whole twist to this movie, where he's actually the one blowing up a bunch of innocent people, and he's a terrorist. Like, you're not... I don't think you watched the end of this movie. He's a bad guy.
The man, one man... Hold on, man. One man.
If you got a title...
Another man's freedom fighter.
And everybody's, like, suddenly English... They're like, it's great, because, I mean, he's toppling, like, English. It's like, nobody, I have no clue what their
the
plight is.
The 5th of November, man.
Every 5th of November.
I'm from Middle Tennessee. You think I understand Guy Fawkes? I have no clue what you're talking about.
Every 5th of November, I get on Facebook, and I want to blow my fucking brains out. Without fail.
Yeah. It's that same thing of, like... You realize they stopped a terrorist. He's still a terrorist. Yeah. Like, I get it. There's like parliamentary, but you can't just go blowing everybody up all the time.
It doesn't work like
this. This is hypocritical. Yeah.
There's a time to blow people up, and it's not all the time.
Yeah.
So Jupiter Ascending looks turdy right now.
Turdish?
I think it looks a little turdish. The fact that we can't remember anything that happened, it looks turdish.
That's legit though. I really can't.
She's a princess.
My cat's rubbing all over Russ's bag.
It's smelling like kid.
Get on the bag.
His backpack, as you're wondering.
Yeah. Just in case. So, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about all the shit that we want for Christmas and all the shit that you should want for Christmas, brought to you by the Monsanto Corporation.
Take a bottle.
Krebs Star.
And we're back. Fucking
You take that.
Yeah.
Fucking. Here we are. Fucking. Let's talk about. Let's talk about things and stuff.
Things and stuff.
Ooh, my favorite.
Lori. Cam. What's Christmas about?
Things.
You're right. It's about wanting things and having stuff. So, keeping with that tradition, what are some things, or a thing, that you want or you think people should want this holiday season?
The first things I thought of that are less specific to me and, you know, great for most of the guys on your list is going to be Breaking Bad and Pacific Rim.
Yes.
I haven't really checked out the Breaking Bad thing, but I remember seeing like a thumbnail of Vince Gilligan holding this giant like capsule type thing.
It's an oil drum.
Yeah.
That's one of the drums from the show.
Yeah, so I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm getting that for Christmas, but
no, nobody loves you that
much. it looks like a pretty expensive deal, but man, it also looks really cool.
It's pretty awesome. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. No.
Oh man. Yeah, no. I'll still try to watch it. It just hour long format really tears me up, like morally. You know, every time I sit down, I'm like, I have to watch. And Breaking Bad's one of the better ones, but like 20 minutes of filler. And
right.
Then that 5 extra minutes they actually put in a 30-minute episode, but
well,
I gotta watch 20 minutes of filler.
There's no filler in Breaking Bad, bro.
I don't know. I was about to say that. Like, I really feel like there's not like needless anything.
And I feel like there is.
I think if you watch it,
if you watch it with not dumb eyes, then maybe.
Well, you have to look where I'm at. I'm in like second season. It might get more intense. But I think I'm at end of second season, and there's a lot of like walking through the house quietly or looking around. And it's like, I get it. You're in a house that's junky, or you're in a house that's nice, or you're in a house that's mediocre. Like, I get it.
Don't quit looking around all over the fucking place.
Breaking Bad through the house.
But no, like, I like it.
Houses everywhere.
Everybody's just in a house.
Why did he just go from one house to another house? How did they do this?
You've been watching House Hunters, dude.
You've been watching Breaking Bad.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah. It's on AMC, not TLC.
Yeah, because when they go to the mediocre house, that's house number one.
This is Selling Alaska, where they go to all the hunting lodges and they try to...
No, man, come on. So now's your perfect chance.
All right, I'll give it a chance.
All right, now's your perfect chance.
If Cam gets it for me for Christmas, I'll give you a chance.
Me
too. But with an oil drum, I don't even know why.
Yeah, well, if I get it,
all right, my problem with that
is... Is an oil drum an oil drum if you don't put oil in it? Wouldn't it just be a drum?
Man. Wow. Because
Cam was like, you were like, it's the top to one of the oil drums on the show.
Right.
But it'd just be a drum because it doesn't have oil in it.
He's right.
Yeah.
Damn. Well,
I didn't want to be a dick like that. I didn't mean to do that when I presented the question. But then I was like, I'm really shooting down your
oil
drum conversation.
But my whole thing with this is that it's a giant, it's this about this big around, about this tall.
So, a foot in diameter. Yeah, where are you going to put it?
Where the fuck are you putting this thing? Who has room anywhere for this piece?
For special edition stuff?
Yeah.
Of any sort.
I'm putting it underneath my coffee cup. Like, it's going to be my coffee table.
Okay.
It should be your coffee cup.
It should be.
Whoa, it's a coffee drum.
Coffee drum. Boom.
Get that diesel in there. Get it going.
Legal.
Yep. That's a good one.
But yeah, but also
Pacific Rim
special edition.
Do you think they sell a coffee mug that just looks like a little drum?
Or a drum at all, yeah. Right? Because it can't be oil if there's no oil.
But not like a not like a bass drum. Or like a
Oh man, but I love that.
Yeah, he would.
It's a little novelty one. When I worked at this
It has a skin on it that's insulated, you have to pull the head off of it to drink out of it.
Because I know that Aubrey won't listen to this podcast. I got her like an alien head mug that sits on a little flying saucer.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
You think it's worth the risk?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you met my You have not. No. She's not gonna listen.
Yeah,
she looked at me angry when she was holding the beans.
I was holding beans. Yeah. I said, where are these beans?
She saw those beans. Like, I got these beans out of my car. I was like, all right.
I know.
Just calm down.
I'll throw those.
My wife does not listen to this either. And I found something really awesome for her. She likes R2-D2. I mean...
What?
I mean, everybody likes
R2-D2. What a minority. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you don't like R2-D2?
No!
What?
Noah?
I like Noah.
You don't like Noah?
No.
Or Zark?
I kind of like the arc more than I do the first one.
Yeah, really? Okay. Come on.
I don't like him because he forgot unicorns.
Like the arc, not the arcist. Ah! See what I did there? Come on, that was fun.
Okay.
That was funny.
But
fuck you, Cameron. That's
fuck you. You don't like R2-D2. I don't get that. Anyway,
why not?
I found
the beep boop beep.
Yeah, then what else do you need?
You are a fool. You know how much he's saying why he does that? He's undoing doors.
Well,
he's unlocking hatches. He's stopping compactors.
He's zapping Ewoks.
Wait, did C-3PO
all with a little bit of sex
stop the compactors?
Yeah.
What?
I don't care.
He's the true hero of all of it.
That's the problem.
My point
is, he's the real Luke Skywalker. Give him a shot at Darth. He'd have took him out.
True. He would have
straight
saw blade
up.
Him or something.
Yep, saw blade right through the face.
I got her a little toboggan that's like a R2-D2 head.
Oh, that's cute.
And yeah, I think it's a great gift.
She didn't listen to this. You should get her a matching flask.
Hell,
I found a R2-D2 flask on not safe for wallet. .com.
Shameless plug.
Little plug there.
But for $20, you can own your own R2-D2 flask.
Perfect.
Man, you know how much I love the street.
That's true.
What do you got? You got anything for us? What are you repping?
I got some stuff.
We should explain who Russ is as a person. I mean,
go for
ooh.
Yeah. Let's see if he can break you
take
down.
An hour.
Okay.
Let's see if he can break you down accurately.
The things you need to know about Russ is that he, well, as a
source code.
Yes.
That was the name of the Gyllenhaal movie.
Yes.
Source code.
Was it?
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Since forever, Russ has been a visual medium, dude, and he paints.
Since forever, Russ. It's like a Hallmark.
Yeah. So,
Forever Russ.
There's a precious. I want a little precious.
Forever Russ. Forever Charming.
Oh, to Russ.
Yeah.
So he's a painter.
It smells like old socks.
Yeah, I know. I was like, odor to Russ. That's okay. Exactly what I thought. I was like, I'm over here right
so
now.
So, Russ also is a musician and, by his own admission, enjoys his, catalog porn, which is basically where you look through catalogs and say,
the beeps and beeps.
I want this thing and I want this little toy.
I agree, though.
Toy.
Yeah. I'm all for that.
I'm into synth porn.
So
it makes sense.
Clicks and whistles. Archipelagos.
Yeah.
Archipelagos.
Archipelagos.
What just happened?
What are those called? I mean, serious
fjords.
Now, guys.
Fjords.
Yeah,
arpeggiator?
Yeah, arpeggio.
Yeah.
Ugh, that was tough. Right?
So, I'm assuming Russ has some music stuff on there.
I do. I don't know. I've been digging on. Korg just came out with these like mini analog Volca series. Man, they got like a synth, a bass module, and then a drum machine, and they can all work in tandem with a CV clock signal and everything, so you can change their BPMs and all match up. And I don't know. It's looking pretty amazing. I've watched a few videos on them, and the tones are pretty. Pretty magnificent.
What's the price point?
$180. So it's not exactly a stocking stuffer, but you know.
Depending on who you are, I guess.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking badass.
I don't know, that's pretty fun. And then I don't know, I guess on like lower end stuff, there's a website called
Git. How much research did you do? I didn't do anything.
Told me I have a list of things that I'll like. So I got all kinds. Man, baby, you want to talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle knitted sweaters that are on Amazon?
Yes.
Because.
Those come from 80s tee.
You know what
awesome.
I'm saying?
Yep.
So
is that
for
the same one as the Contra stuff?
$43, you can have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle sweater. I need that.
They're made by
80s.com.
If my wife asks you, did Russ mention what he wanted, you tell her this.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I don't know. But I don't know. But on the technology kit, for a little bit cheaper stuff, on getlofi.com, there's little synth kits that you can build that they offer. There's like a quad oscillator, and I don't know, you can fit that in a beer bottle if you want and make your make your beer bottle a synth. Beer
bottles.
So many.
That's awesome. That's a good list. That's the Russ's perfect.
The three.
But that's Russ's perfect Christmas right there.
Just sitting there all Christmas Day, just
in his new Christmas sweater. Josh.
Just that selecting the whole time. Just trying to figure out the perfect drum sound. Just can't get it.
All right, let me give you Josh's source code real quick. It's shorter. He's basically your friendly neighborhood Nick Offerman.
Mm. Oh, all right.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate.
I'm a striving Nick Offerman.
Okay. Well, we can't all be Nick Offerman, but
yeah. I grow mustache like a pretty good. No, this is fluffy mustache.
Fluffy.
It's so fluffy. Mine's straight and like pretty well groomed, but
it's kind of walrusy.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
I like it, but I mean you.
I can't grow a mustache.
You guys are the best.
You can work with wood. I can't
grow a mustache. It's impressive.
Cool. You get a lot of sauce, I know.
Yeah, but that's great. But it's great because you can just
part of the course.
Yeah, you keep it like hold it for later.
Yeah.
The. Oh, I don't know what I was gonna say before Cam came up with this, which I thought would be a hidden talent of mine, which is nothing to do with Nick Offerman. But I didn't know. I don't know really what I want. I saw these. Carhartt makes these onesies.
Oh yeah, like that.
Right, like long johns that you see in Western movies, and they have the poop hole.
Yeah,
like the poop flap. Yeah, so you can go. That's up there. That's gotta be up. But they're weird. They like attach to one side. Like they're not like the flap. They like attach over here.
Oh.
I think you just open it and it's like a crack.
Oh, weird.
Your poop will still come out, I assume.
Yeah, but I would worry about, like, backsplash.
Oh, and then, like, getting on your stuff and then you just pull your pants up over
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
You just bum me out.
Sorry.
Because I thought those things were cool.
I gotta think practically when it comes to these kind of things. Because I do a lot of pooping.
I know, but I like to get real out. I like to get real low to the water. Really wedge myself in the seat, so I'm like a lot of backsplash. So it just kind of slips in
so
there.
So you should be fine, then.
Yeah, I'm like a... My poop's like Olympic divers.
No splash, baby.
Yeah. I mean, they're only like sevens, but you know.
I like to. What you do is you wedge it down in there, you feel the coldness, then you come up like 2 or 3 inches.
Yeah.
That's what I. That's
yeah, you perfect. Just hold, you hold your grape nuts up,
yeah.
And then. I realized when I said it, I was like, the grape nut, and then I was like, that's not even like that much of a hidden word. Like, if I was like, your grapes. That'd be one thing, but I'm just like, yeah, grape nuts. Everybody's, oh, you're nuts.
Yeah.
Good one. Good.
Your testicle balls.
And then, like, yeah, I was going to say, before Cam ruined it, I was going to say, like, an axe or something, but then he made it sound too romantic.
So is that legit, though?
Yeah, I'd love an American felling axe.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to chop? Are you going to cut?
Brands? Trees, probably. Like wood.
Do you have...
Or, I mean, people, if they cross me the wrong way. But, you know.
I mean, more location.
Older people, like adults, not like...
You know, babies. I'm not going to fell a child.
Yeah, I'm not going to fell a child.
Too easy.
That's not the American way.
Oh, God. This is the best podcast ever.
But wetterlings or Grants for Brooks failing axe, American failing axe? Well, because... You never thought about just chopping a tree down?
I constantly think about chopping
a tree down. Chopping a tree down, splitting a tree for firewood is pretty boss, pretty standard work. We've all done that.
Once or twice.
Yeah, tons in my life. Yeah. Have I lumberjacked?
I mean, come on. You've done a lot of lumbering.
I've been made to.
Not a lot of jacking.
I've done a lot of jacking.
Not a lot of lumberjacking. What kind of?
It's kind of a great redwood, yeah.
Kind of really lumbering and jacking the same time.
You could drive a car through a cam chill house.
But.
Yeah!
I don't know what that means.
Yowzer.
But like, you know, splitting wood, making.
Right.
Boards,
wood,
like handles. I've found that a lot of woodworking is making handles for tools to make more wood stuff.
Right.
That's okay, real horseshit. Yeah. That's a real. That's an exhausting practice, right? It's like, oh, I got this the head to my splitting fro, but I have to make a handle. using my draw knife, but I have to make handles for my draw knife. It's just all these.
It's all making handles just
all,
always.
It's all making handles. It's 90% making wow. handles.
Wow.
10%. I made that up. I have no clue. Oh. But I made that up.
Can we do an all woodworking show one time?
Ooh.
Tents.
I know a lot. I'm not.
I work in a wood shop.
I haven't made it all.
Right.
You work in a wood shop?
I know what. I know wood.
Since when do you work in a wood shop?
Yeah, I've
since about a year and a half.
See, I didn't know this until like a month ago, maybe, when mm-hmm. I went to visit him at his job.
Mm-hmm.
He's in charge of stuff.
I make sure kids don't die.
Yeah,
it's kind of interesting.
Oh, like school?
Yeah.
Which Jesus Christ, I thought you were like building cabinets.
Oh yeah, no, like no, no, God, no! Make amorphous things.
Can I come in there and cut stuff?
No. Absolutely not.
You're not in charge of anything. Can't lodge in my face.
Oh, Jesus.
You're not in charge of a damn thing.
Oh, it's an insurance thing.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Anything
I'll
else?
Show you insurance. Oh, no.
That's it?
You want me to keep going?
You got more?
You could.
Kayak?
They got all kinds of stuff.
You got anything?
I had a kayak.
We
sold
keep
it.
Going. We keep going around.
Okay, let me put my list back up because I found a few. What are? I want to get everybody's. I mean, I guess brief opinions on the next gen systems.
PS4,
Xbox,
PS4,
Wii U.
Yeah.
Nobody's. Is anybody into Wii U?
Is there what?
Look, Wii U doesn't want to be a Wii U.
I'm not even that big of a gamer.
It's the Ringo.
Somebody the other day was like, I heard they're about to stop making the Wii U, and I was like, what the fuck? Why would you stop making something you are indeed like millions of dollars? What are you talking about? They're just going to stop making it.
No, that's completely.
That's their only thing. Yeah. What are you talking? Like Sony makes TVs. Nintendo makes Nintendos.
Right. The end.
Yeah. They're just going to shut the whole place down. Like, what are you talking about?
At some point in the next 5 years, I don't think Nintendo will exist anymore.
You think?
No, I think that's...
10 years.
I think they got the cute family market.
No, I think that's been said so many times.
All right, I'm giving it 10.
Why, though?
Because nobody wants it anymore.
What?
I would totally take a week.
I think it's such a family-friendly...
I'm out of the game,
though. Whereas, like, you know, Xbox is kind of like... I don't know, a little bit more than that, but I feel like PS4s or Sony games are kind of like the more adult-ish.
I did start thinking that when everybody started, like, Kinect came out and all those things. It's like, well, they really just snagged the mark. You know, like, they obviously did a better job of slow rolling the going into motion stuff. It's mm-hmm. like, what do they give a shit? Let Wii sell their stuff and then come in with, like, some really good stuff
right.
and just put Wii out of the mark. Like, I don't think... I mean, Nintendo... I have no clue where the section of their development is where it's like we're suddenly going to make a really high class thing, but they don't have those developers anymore. I mean, what are you going to do? Like build a really nice machine and then they're still going to make cartoon games because they don't have developers to make serious games anymore.
Right. I mean, what do they have?
I mean, I assume they'll eventually start doing like a Sega move where they just make games or sell their licenses. Like, right. Oh, hey, do you want to make Metroid for PlayStation? We'll make Metroid for PlayStation or Zelda.
My opinion is in the early odds, it seemed like Nintendo was out of the game and the Wii was such a big
The Wii, deal. The best part about the Wii is they made all the money from it. Like, they made like $50 each Wii was, whereas like PlayStation was losing money every PlayStation they sold.
GameCube did well.
But in comparison to PS2, it was
well, no, crushed. But there is no comparison. PS2 was a juggernaut.
Right.
I mean,
GameCube did pretty well.
But in its own
even then, I think what's keeping Nintendo alive is just innovation. I think them just trying out different things, whereas the other systems, they kind of play it safe.
Man, I don't know how many houses I walked into and were like, you want to play Wii Tennis?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to play Wii Tennis. Tired, it gets me all sweaty, I'm drunk. Like, why would you want to play Wii Tennis so much? But, like, everybody's doing that. So that was pretty good. Scheme.
Here's the thing.
Girl, I'll play tennis.
I know I will, because I'm a sucker for it. But I'll
play bowling. I can beat you at tennis and then play bowling. That's amazing.
Okay, now, count on both hands the number of times somebody asked you to play something that wasn't Wii Sports.
It's mm-hmm. usually all you play on it.
It's just Wii Sports.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like parents, especially like the dweeby parents, which are like maybe now that our generation is coming up into being the parents, it's a little different. But like my dad played Wii Tennis or Wii Sports Whereas he would have never, I mean, well, he played like golf on a PlayStation, but like never thought about sitting down and playing that sort of thing.
Right.
So like, I think you still have those, the family idea of Nintendo might actually hold solid, but.
That's what I'm saying.
Because those people are the ones with money. Kids ain't got no money for a PlayStation. Yeah. You got to get
the
parents.
Yeah, I think the problem is the, what is the price point of the Wii U? Like 300? Versus the other ones are like 400 or 5?
Four.
There's not a big enough of a gulf between the two. I mean, if I would have tried to find a way to make the Wii U $200.
If they're like slapping screens all over it and stuff, it's kind of tough to do.
Yeah, I don't really understand their whole strategy.
But for this
holiday
season...
Their strategy was get out earlier. That was their strategy.
For this holiday season, the PlayStation 4 will rule
supreme. The Dreamcast move. Get out earlier. Obviously, that worked great.
That worked in spades for them.
Yeah.
Taki, you mentioned Pacific Rim earlier. For any film fan or for any Guillermo del Toro fan, Guillermo del Toro's art notebook that just came out is a must-have for anybody. Filmmaker, film fan, Del Toro fan, and a fan of any of his movies, you gotta have this fucking thing. It's beautiful. Have y'all seen it?
Mm-hmm.
It's taken, he keeps really intricate notebooks when he's making his movies. And it's published them all in one, like, coffee table book. And it has, like, he wrote in between all of them, too. So it's got, like, all of this filmmaking advice and all these different things. That's a must-have.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Gotta have that one. What else you got, Cam?
Hold on. Time out.
All right.
Pacific Rim, Hellboy.
Hellboy 2. Mimic, Devil's Backbone, Blade 2, Pan's Labyrinth.
Kronos.
Guys, we're doing that thing with the hands and the eyeballs. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like he's underdog, though. I feel like always. Pacific Rim got him really some clout, but like everything up until then, nobody was really screaming at the Elmore train. Except here, like Hop, everybody's like, rather him do the Hobbit.
But here's the thing about even with Pacific Rim,
people
then bitched about, oh, well, this is too much fluff. Like, this isn't like
the characters are undeveloped.
Did you read the Strain stuff?
Yeah,
I didn't read that last book, but
did you like the first two?
Yeah,
pretty good.
I need to read the third one
and the TV show.
I'm a big sucker for that, getting all the way up through something like 3/4 of the way, then not getting the shit finished. Anymore.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty good because he was really good at those. Everybody like all the that's one of those where reviews really fail because reviews were all like, man, that's all right. It's great. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's like a good twist, a good enough twist on vampires.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's.
Yeah. I dug the hell out. I can't wait for the TV show. TV show's going to be great. What else you got?
Just a couple of things that are like gift ideas. If you're absolutely don't know where to start with somebody.
Mm-mm.
This is kind of impersonal, but I think if this was given to me, I'd be like, oh, it's either an external drive.
Okay, yeah.
Everybody can use memory.
I think everybody should have one, yeah.
And a gift card for either iTunes or Google Play.
I never use Google Play.
But you have an iPhone.
Okay.
I'm saying that if somebody gave you an iTunes gift card...
I'd use the shit out of it.
Yeah, you could buy whatever ridiculous app you've been thinking about buying but couldn't bring yourself to spend 99 cents on.
Right.
Or whatever. So... Yeah. Those are my two ideas, like, if you absolutely can't think of something for somebody.
Okay. Everybody could always use a gift card.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I think you should get everybody some B12 and some St. John's wort, because everybody can use memory. I mean, everybody can use
oil?
Memory.
Everybody gets some fish oil?
Yeah, fish oil.
Yuck.
Waka waka. Last
it's
night...
It's not you, come on.
Last night I watched Insidious 2.
Ooh.
You insidious bastard.
The insidious bastards.
I'll tell you one thing that's not gonna fail on a podcast, it's puns.
Puns play big every
time.
They
do. They're scum of jokes, but boy, they're big.
So.
I get calls every week about the puns on the show.
Yeah.
So I watched Insidious 2 last night. It comes out on Blu-ray DVD next week. If you enjoyed the first one, I think it's pretty much a guaranteed buy. Because I thought it was really good and scary as fuck.
So scared the shit out of
me. Would it scare me?
Horror fans.
I don't know. What scares you? Did you like the first one?
Look in my eyes.
nothing.
I'm getting nothing.
Yeah, no, so it's probably favorite. Not then.
But it could.
It might.
I'll give a shot then. Look at her.
Did you see the first one?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Then you'll like the second one.
I don't know if I need content on all those because like I don't know if anything's like the just scary gets me. I don't know if I'm like, oh, it's scary. It's good because it's scary. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I need some content. No, I need some, like, let the right one in kind of content.
I feel like it grows the
mythology.
That's
bad. That's a baller movie.
Yeah.
Talk about that for a minute.
But the Swedish one?
I know this
one,
is 4 years ago, but... Yeah, whatever, 6 years ago with the Swedish one.
Yeah, I like that.
Great movie.
Yeah.
No, it Insidious 2 grows the mythology of the first one, which I thought was really great in a way that I didn't expect. So content... Top notch content.
You got another thing, Russ?
A special thing.
I don't have any more things.
Okay. Russ exhausted.
Back to sweaters and Breaking Bad though. There's this naughty knitter on the internet that is making. I don't know these really brilliant looking Breaking Bad sweaters.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And it's got, I don't know, like crystals all over the place
naughty,
and little skulls. And,
oh, wow.
I don't know if it's actually the naughty knitter, but you can probably type in Breaking Bad sweater.
Yeah.
Or knitted sweater. It's pretty fantastic.
What else do you want? What you want me to stock
you? Josh's playing Dirty Santa over here a little bit.
What you want me to step your
stuff? Have you guys seen the, I think you can get them on, like, Geek.
Is it this one?
No,
that's good.
That's way more better than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Breaking
Bad sweater might be a big category.
That's true.
For pretty much any person of our generation
blue.
That is born, in,
you know what I mean?
Blue, it's blue.
No, I know what you're saying.
Born in the '80s on ThinkGeek, and I think other places, you can get pillows that are shaped like NES cards.
How do you say that again?
Huh?
You can get what?
Pillows.
Weird. He says pillows, right?
Pillows.
Does he say
pillows?
Weird?
Pillows
is how you said it the first time. Yeah,
shaped like NES cartridges.
Okay. That's awesome. There's also available on Etsy. I think it's Etsy.
Pillows.
NES and SNES soap cartridges, but they have like the label on them and everything. It looks legit as shit. It's
that's
really
cool.
Fucking cool.
Did you say soap cartridge?
Soap cartridge.
Okay. I'll look into it.
Would you?
No.
Please. No. I changed my mind.
Have a report on my desk.
Let's see. Also, if anybody noticed them, I know some of our listeners will find this cool. Over the summer, NECA, who are famous for their action figures, released an NES Jason figure. They also released an NES Freddy figure. Comes in the NES box and everything. It's really cool. And those are available for everybody, like unlike the NES Jason, which were a limited thing.
From the Friday the 13th game?
Yeah.
No, I don't want that.
You don't want
that's
that?
Terrifying.
What?
Yeah, that game is the worst. Does anybody ever beat that game? Ever in the history?
About this before.
On this podcast?
Yeah, he's going to get his figure now.
I'm probably going
to
get it.
It's going to scare.
Screw my butt. This is the thing is...
I played that over at your house one time, I remember.
Hey, one time? I have it right now. We'll go play it. This is the game.
Oh, careful.
What, is he going to break?
Well, he's a collector.
What a pussy.
What? Yep.
Was it?
You got this game?
All your friends
yeah.
are dead.
I got it in my crib right now. We'll go play it.
Let's go.
And you beat this game?
I have beaten it once.
No, you haven't.
I have beaten
horseshit.
I've beaten NES.
Since the internet though, like since they explained to you how to beat.
Oh yeah.
It. Like strategy.
Not back in the day.
No.
No, nobody did.
So people rented that game, me included.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do renting that game?
I rented that game.
Go home, get scared, take it back within the day. Can I trade this out?
Let me just trade this out.
This is these games.
Can I get DuckTales, please?
Yeah, yeah. Can I just get Excitebike again?
Yes. Go with the classic.
Yeah.
DuckTales, Excitebike.
Yeah, I built it. I just keep building tracks so that people, next person that plays it,
right,
can have my tracks.
Also, in keeping with...
His shirt's like a real shirt.
Yeah.
Like pleather. That's what I was going to say earlier about, I think the Wachowski? Is
yeah.
that right? Or Wachowski?
Wachowski.
Mr. and Mrs.
I think they have to be responsible for 50% of pleather sales.
Oh, absolutely.
There's nobody buying that stuff other than the Wachowski
now.
Brothers,
yeah.
right?
Right.
Like, check out this big old trench coat. Trench coats! They sell so many trench coats. It's crazy.
So, also, in keeping with Friday the 13th,
There's also the Friday 13th Blu-ray box set, which has all of the movies in it. Right. That's kind of my ultimate box set this Christmas season.
That's pretty...
I'm not getting
string.
It's got no wood.
He didn't have any peckers.
My last thing, and kind of a plug for them, tomorrow, Fright Rags is going to be releasing, I believe it's 3 or 4 Christmas-themed shirts. One is a gory, or a Christmas gory, which is a kind of a horror take on A Christmas Story, which is pretty cool. They're going to be releasing a Friday the 13th shirt. And they're also releasing a tacky Friday the 13th Christmas sweater, which I need in my life so bad.
Okay, what was the Contra thing you showed me?
The Contra
it looked like a Christmas sweater.
I think it was on Yeti. Let's see.
Wait, start over there. The Nightmare on Elm Street game, people play that?
What?
Nightmare on Elm Street, that was a game?
What do you... Yeah.
That's scary, too? What happens in that game? Is it an RPG?
Here's my thing. I gotta wonder why you thought the NES Friday game was ever scary.
Friday the 13th?
No, you're right. Because when he appears...
Because you're just walking, he comes out of nowhere.
That's true.
He terrifies you.
I can't even argue with that.
You're walking, he just comes out of nowhere and bites you. That's my can. Okay. Don't worry, Mom. He comes out of nowhere and just destroys you. It's not scary in like the but you did ever play that?
Oh, God, I want that one. That's not the one we're talking about.
Yeah, that's not the one, but man, it's amazing.
Apparently we can get this, though.
Wow, there's like a million... That's it. Wow.
There's I've also seen that a Contra sweater awesome. Available this holiday season.
From?
Yeti.
Yeti, okay.
Yeti.
No. What are you doing? Is it? Yeti?
There's a Yeti on the...
Oh, there was a Runaway 5 shirt, which is an Earthbound shirt.
Got it.
That's amazing. I gotta check this out.
What is it?
This is... There
Earthbound?
Was one, yeah, there's an Earthbound one. It was for the Runaway 5, which is the band in Earthbound. Wow, pretty cool.
Yeah, this
and is cool. And what's his face? The
they'll just give any
Katamari. Yeah,
they just give anybody a website these days, right? It's crazy. Look at all this stuff.
So yeah,
and another Earthbound thing,
and wow. Oh my Star god, and a King Hippo. What?
Wow, this is pretty cool.
So bad.
With the power glove.
Yes. Awesome. Oh god, I have to have that shirt. All right, awesome things from
Yeti.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Josh on this one.
Yeti. It is a Yeti. I mean, it's clearly
Yeti. It's clearly Yeti.
Right?
Yeti.
Okay.
Except not T-I-T-E-E.
Yeah, spell maybe it for everybody at home.
Y-E-T-E-E.com.
It's still a play on T. Just because it's not yay at the beginning, it's still Yeti.
Why you bust my balls?
I don't know. I just. They're out there. You've had them out the whole podcast.
So I think that about wraps it up for things we want you should have. You should get us.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Get us those things. Get Josh's axe and get Russ his synth and get me and Cameron all sorts of ridiculous geek shit.
Yeah, whatever Contra shirt or sweater you can find, I will take.
It doesn't even have to be the ones. If you find a Contra sweater at all, we will take it.
For dudes.
For
We're dudes.
I might take a chick one.
Okay.
Don't judge. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with a little round table.
Ba-boom.
And we're back.
This is some gold.
Give this little gold. With this week's round table. Cameron.
Like I said earlier, Russ is an artist, and recently he did, what do you title? Just Mega Man Glitch?
Mega Man Glitch.
Okay, so he did a painting for somebody.
Hold on, can I ask a question about Mega Man Glitch? Is it based on a glitch you've actually seen in Mega Man?
No. It's a glitch that I created.
The theme of glitch. The
thing. If you look up Russ's Facebook.
No, I've seen it. I know what it's on. Okay. I stay up on Russ's art.
All right, never mind.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, I've seen Mega Man and that other glitch. I've seen both. Oh, Amber.
Oh, you seen my bitch glitch?
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, so let's say you have whatever amount of money. You have whatever amount of money Russ wants to do a painting. What do you have him do?
Mm. Oh, man.
Russ, you have to get real creative with your answer because you're asking yourself.
Ooh, but you can act like I'm the artist.
You want me to start?
Yeah, so am I.
I want... Man, this is hard.
This is harder.
I think I would have Russ do. Man, I gotta go with an old standby. Probably a Monster Squad piece.
Ooh.
I would want Russ to take on the Monster Squad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Would you take that commission?
That would be easy to do.
All right, shit. Right there. All right. Yeah, I think that would... Or if we're going to go with video games, some Castlevania. I think
would be... Oh, damn, dude. That would be awesome.
That would be really cool. Mm.
I hadn't thought of that.
Man, I don't have an interesting one. Like, I don't know.
Cool. Or 8-bit Friday 13th.
That'd be too scary.
Friday 13th glitch. Just all dark colors, neutral colors, and then just...
I don't know, according to you. According to you, man, that whole game's a glitch.
That whole game's a glitch.
I'll just give you the game. I swear to God, every other line in that code is Freddy runs out.
Jason runs out.
That's all he does, he stabs me.
Yeah, it's hard.
I really wish you would have recorded this beating it, because I'm confused today. I don't get anywhere. I'm really good at jumping over that big bastard, though, so I assume I could beat it. But, like, even reading strategy guides, it's like, you have to...
Come back up.
You have to get back into this room with this silver...
Oh, yeah, this, everything's perfect. Yeah.
How was I ever supposed to figure that
it's
out?
It's not. That, just like all the movies, you
die. You will die.
Oh, it's a poetic game.
Yeah.
It's very poetic. Like in the, it's
right
like,
there, it says it right
are you a virgin? No, then you're going to die.
You and your friends are dead. Game over. Every time. That's it. That's how it ends.
That's like a haiku sort.
Josh.
Could you imagine being the token black guy playing that game? Like, of course I didn't. They just like throw the control down.
All right, the most offensive thing about that game is that the black character in the game can run faster and jump higher than the other characters.
Mm. How's that offensive? That's just accurate.
Accurate. Josh, what kind of painting are you having Russ do for you?
I don't know.
I feel like it should be a painting of me.
Okay.
Doing something real strong, you know, like...
real strong.
Like felling a tree.
Like felling a tree.
Like I feel like I can just get a picture of that when I'm felling a tree.
Okay.
I feel like I want more of, like, you know those strongman pictures where it's those guys in those unitards and they're lifting those weird barbells that are round for some weird reason?
Yeah.
I'm going to do those. Or like one of those but with my face. Or me doing that. And then he just takes a mental picture.
Russ, are you good with likenesses? Can you do people?
I can.
Okay, I have a question. I've got the perfect commission.
What you got?
Because I've been thinking about this for years, all right? The first time I heard the name of the store, Charlotte Russe, I didn't know it was a store. So the thing that immediately popped in my head was like a tiny tropical bird. So I want a picture or a painting of John Stamos holding an artist's rendition of what a tropical Charlotte Russe would look like.
Yeah.
While hookers do blow off a coffee table in the background. That's my ultimate painting.
That's pretty good.
All right.
I'm down.
If you don't sell that on Reddit, you're a fool.
That's an easy sell.
You gotta save all the. I'm gonna start my new podcast.
$1 million.
It's not a spinoff of this. It's been before this, but.
You guys are the spinoff.
Russ Andrew, do you want to answer before Russ?
What if I was smoking a cigar? But the cigar's a snake.
Whoa.
I like this animals are things they're not supposed to be things. I'm smoking a cigar, but the cigar's a snake, and his tongue's like the smoke.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Right?
Boss?
I guess.
Russ hates it. He's never going to do it. I'm going to have to get $500 apparently to do this. Yeah. But while it's a deep enough.
Actually, Russ and I have discussed this, and I won a final fight one. It's close runners-up or ones that would have some competition anyway would be like Chrono Trigger or now that you say Castlevania. That would be awesome.
Yeah, wait. Castlevania sounds really good. Yeah.
Are those going to be like
Fire Whip too?
Mm. Yeah. Oh. Wait, I feel like these are, they're just paint. You're not going to like add some flair. It's not going to be you as a Belmont trying to like go through Castlevania.
I feel like you
should be the Belmont. Nobody wants to be in their own painting. No. Like,
who wants a painting of themselves? You, and that's it.
I want a picture. I want all my pictures to be Cam. I want Cam to be smoking that snake.
Well, naturally.
I want
it's
a painting, Cam. It's imaginary. You don't have to smoke.
I want my house filled with paintings of Cam as well.
Yeah.
All right, Russ, if you're going to do a painting for yourself.
Which he will tomorrow.
Which I will within the next week. I'm actually, my next one, I'm going to do a Ninja Turtle glitch.
Hell yes.
So I'm going to have the four heroes of Shell kicking some pizza butt. in a mosaic pattern.
All right. I like it.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I liked it.
Are we gonna?
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Wait, do you make the glitch on the computer and then you draw it, or this is in your brain?
No, I kind of take because
digital. Which one?
Digital glitching. I design it on the computer and then take that and transfer it. Yeah, I kind of stylize it after that.
Okay. Josh.
Multimedia.
Yeah.
What's your roundtable question?
My roundtable question: if you're gonna remake any of your favorite Christmas movies. You got, give me a director.
Okay.
Give me the movie, give me a director, and give me the main actor.
Oh, man.
This makes it easy. This makes it tougher because, like, Vacation, stuff to, like, throw in somebody other than Chevy in there, so it's rough.
Yeah. Well, anybody would be good at
it. Gotta go the deep cuts.
Man. I would like to see. I mean, I'm gonna go full on. I'm gonna say. Christmas Story should be remade with Edgar Wright directing it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like it.
Or if we're gonna go the complete opposite direction,
John Woo.
Well, all right, that would be the complete opposite, but maybe less different. Ron Howard does a Christmas Story. I think would be a more different.
And Edgar Wright does the Grinch.
Edgar Wright. Man.
Switch it up.
I would actually love to see Edgar Wright do the Grinch. That'd
That'd be great.
I'd love to see Edgar.
But as far as a star, I don't think I can. Come on, man, that's hard. If it was the Grinch, Andy Serkis would be the Grinch, all motion captured.
Oh, well, what was your other one?
Yeah,
but Christmas Story.
I don't know.
The kid.
Yeah.
That's kind of oddball because you don't know.
It's got to be an unknown. I mean, yeah. Pick somebody.
Is there a young Culkin you can go in there?
One of them Culkin?
A Macaulay brother?
Are there them floating around?
No.
Not that I know of.
I think you should switch. Maybe you should switch the genders.
Oh,
and instead of a gun, like a girl instead story? Of a gun, it's like a
dollhouse.
Something dangerous. Easy bake oven.
Yeah, burns down the
house. Burn your hand off.
Burns the house down. Everybody dies at the end.
Yeah.
Let's get dark. Yeah. Some Christmases are dark. I'm sorry.
I mean, judging by the population, there's a solid percentage of Christmases that's dark.
That's true.
Real dark.
It's
Rob Zombie's Christmas.
Oh God, oh, Rob Zombie does Black Christmas. Cameron. No, Rob Zombie does Silent Night. There we go.
I think you already did that, basically, so much of that is. I think we said this last week, but Gremlins.
Guillermo del Toro's Gremlins, yeah.
Yeah.
The new band.
As far as who would be in it, it's hard to say, probably Skojo.
Skojo is Phoebe Kate's character?
Any and all. No, I'm trying to think of somebody that would be good.
Justin Long plays.
Long wouldn't be bad.
Are these all here? Are you naming Gizmo in all these? Are these all who's going to be Gizmo?
Yes. John Hodgman is going to be Gizmo because John Hodgman is the greatest.
Oh, okay.
But no, John Hodgman will be the old Chinese man. Honestly, I don't know who would take the male lead though because it's got to be somebody really young.
Justin Long could do it. He's not quite.
I would settle on Justin Long. I feel like there's somebody better. I'm not thinking.
Who was your director for Gremlins?
Guillermo del Toro.
That's pretty good. I would also consider like Frank Darabont.
Darabont would make a great Gremlins movie.
Gremlins,
yeah, I'm with you.
We'll see which one wants to.
Edgar Wright would also make a great Gremlins movie.
Yes. Edgar Wright maybe.
Well, no, all those movies are right in his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But he'd be best in Otter's Jetpack Christmas, which I still can't believe is not on your bracket.
Which one?
Emmett Otter's Jetpack Christmas.
No, you're right.
Those are Muppets. One of the few. I think, right? They're probably.
Muppets. Oh yeah, no, they're Jim Henson Muppets.
They're Jim Henson.
Russ.
I don't know, man. I'd have to go with. Batman Returns.
Wow.
Batman Returns.
You know what I'm saying?
Who's
with Michael Bay and Will Smith.
I'm going to slap your face.
Yeah. Because they're so awesome together in Bad Boys. Who wouldn't want to see that
who's
movie?
Who's playing the Batman?
No, he's making
Martin Lawrence.
Will Smith. Martin Lawrence is the Batman. Martin Lawrence as the Penguin.
I'm on it. I was. He took some work. He worked it in
and
there.
And Taylor Leone as Catwoman. Yeah. Well, let's just fucking bring back the cast of Bad Boys. Holy shit.
Can we do that? Or is that allowed?
Pam Liotti from The Matrix. He was also in Bad Boys as Max Schreck.
Oh man.
Perfect. Perfect.
I love it.
What are you remaking?
I think I'd get, I don't know, I honestly didn't have an answer before I sent this around the table, which was rough. I think Paul Thomas Anderson does Frosty. Which might be, but kind of like Magnolia, like Frosty's dying, and there's all these children around him, and like their futures, and they have to explain, you know.
That's perfect.
Yeah, and Frosty's Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
But there also could be like Wes Anderson does, I think Paul Thomas Anderson and Wes Anderson would both do a great Christmas story.
I think,
Christmas Carol, sorry. I think like everybody should take a shot at Christmas Carol.
Everyone.
Just take a whip at it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Scrooge is great. Yeah, just like let all those things out. But like Wes Anderson and then I guess Bill Murray.
I would love
it again. Yeah, Christmas. Or, no, what's the little Wally kid's name that's in that band? Wes Anderson. He always uses him, plays drums.
Schwarzman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Schwarzman says Tiny Tim.
Oh,
obviously. Yeah. No, I don't know. But yeah, it's Scrooge. Or no, I guess he would be. I guess that would be hilarious. I think you could redo Scrooge in a way, but like, you know, just completely redo it. Would Wes Anderson do a Christmas Carol? It'd have to be just like Scrooge.
I think Wes Anderson should also do in the style of Fantastic Mr. Fox. I'd love to see Wes Anderson redo Rudolph.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And Bill Murray plays Cornelius.
That comes back to my Frosty thing. They can both do Frosty.
Hell yeah.
I just think Frosty in a Magnolia vein would really step up Christmas. I feel like it's one of those things like art, like musicians take a shot at Christmas albums.
Right.
I feel like a lot of directors don't take their shot at Christmas movies.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, make a Christmas movie, make a Halloween movie, like stretch your chops a little bit.
Yeah.
If it fails.
Also, it goes along. I think there should be more gangster rap Christmas albums.
Yes.
Merry fucking Christmas! I just mainly want like Lil Wayne to do my Christmas album. But we used to come up with all kinds of lines from it. Yeah. Jingle my balls and deck these halls, like things that are. We had Dancing Through the Snow Up to My Nuts and Blow was one of the lines we were going to use at our Christmas rap album. But it would require Jay-Z. It's just expensive.
Russ, what is your roundtable question?
Oh, let's get back to me. Why don't you go?
Alright. Cam.
Yes?
Best and worst Christmas gift ever received?
Oh, man. Well, the worst is like a collective memory of any time I got a shirt from like an aunt or an uncle or a cousin. It was just like almost always a dud. Like just something, just get me any kind of toy, anything, but like not a stupid plaid button-up shirt that is too big for me anyway.
Yeah, I should come in on this. I got a question.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm hijacking?
First of all,
let me hijack.
Round table. Second, do you think like those shirts would have been fine now? Like, I wear an L.L. Bean shirt now.
Yeah, no, as an adult, if you gave me a shirt and it's decent.
But to be fair, you would look like a damn savage without all those shirts. They ain't gave you problem.
No, you look like a savage. They ended up in the back of the closet, I promise. They did not get worn.
No, I'm with you. But right now, if somebody's buying me an L.L. Bean shirt,
probably, yeah.
Like a flannel. I wear a nice flannel.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Like a Henley.
But I'm saying as an 8-year-old kid,
yeah,
that is infuriating. I mean, I understand it's
horrible.
Best is hard. The most memorable ones I can think of is just simple stuff like Super Mario Kart or, I don't know, I remember a Power Wheels being a really big deal, but only for that day. Right. I remember not giving a crap the week after.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's tough.
Russ, best and worst.
Worst one, I don't know. I think I'm with Cam. It's usually like, you know, you get a pack of you get a big box and you're thinking, oh, this is going to be something amazing. And then you get down in it and then it's more paper. And then you get down in it, it's a pack of socks. That sucks. False hopes there. Best
just
one.
Plain white. Or like when they give you dress socks.
It's like, oh, dress God, up. I don't even like dye on my feet.
Plain white at least.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dyed socks make me sweat.
Is it polyester in these socks? You're stupid.
Best one, I don't know. I got a Super Nintendo.
I know. I feel like I should almost avoid the console thing because those are obviously just
the best. Yeah, but they were. Best. It was the best when I was in first grade and I got that Super PS2. Nintendo. Oh,
my dad somehow like yanked a PS2 out of probably some old lady's hand at Walmart.
I only ever got one console, and that is up there. It was the original Nintendo. All the other consoles came like much.
Yeah, my PlayStation 2, I think, was my father trying to gain my love.
Did it work?
It happened at Christmas, yeah. Shit, yeah, it worked.
Fucking like PlayStation
yeah.
2.
We were
buddies.
Yeah, good.
But I wasn't playing GTA.
Josh, best and worst.
I'm going to skip PlayStation 2, which it was good, but okay. I'll say worst was I got this collection of tiny books one time.
Like
I mean, I've had shitty Moby Dick, but it's like a little. It's in it, in a, like little, being like 8 inches by 4 inches or whatever. But they're not so bad. They were all classics. But the worst part of all of them is they were abridged.
Oh,
because you were a kid. And
yeah,
you couldn't read Moby Dick or Red Badge of Courage. So I had this baller ass collection until I think I threw it away like in a week. Just figured out a way to maneuver it into the trash can and just take it up to the room. Like a whole box, probably like. I mean, 30 of these things or something. And mom, but the thing about this thing is it turned into, you need to read all these. You need to, like, tell me what happened in them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it turned into an assignment. I was like, this is a bunch of horse shit. Yeah, like, I'm not bad. Like, my grades aren't bad in reading. Like, what are you talking about? Why are you doing this?
That's the worst.
This is the best thing I'm at. I'm the best at this. This English stuff. You're going to make me do, like, book reports on all these. A bridge? Moby Dick? What point are you going to get out of there? It's something about life and the futility of it. I don't know. But anyway, like, I just walked to my mom and was just like, I think the whale represented, like, the futility of like,
why? I think the whale represented this gift is bullshit.
You'll find it in the trash.
Best gift
was I got this rocket, like air powered Nerf ish rocket gun back in Sears catalog.
Yes.
Mm. I was flipping through this. I was like, there's only one thing I wanted here. It's this Nerf gun thing.
Right.
And it was one of those classic, like straight out of Christmas Story, like, oh, what's that behind the tree? That tall thing. Oh, God, it better be that rocket launcher, like, peel it, and then the box is something else, because my mom's a real bitch about it. And then, like, open it, and it's like, it is a rocket launcher! And get it out and immediately shoot my sister in the face. Knockdown power like a champ. Like, you can just lay her out. She's, like, cutting across the yard, and you'd, like, boom! And it just, I mean, the thing flew out of there, and it was, like, it had to weigh on close to a pound. Just hit her right in the face and lay her out constantly. You could do that all the time.
I can see that.
And it had great, I mean, the dart on it was... It was like a foot in like 5-inch diameter. I mean, it's a monster. And it just knocked. It was awesome. It was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. It had sights on it, like a little plastic sight. It was right straight out of a movie.
My worst. I remember wanting, this is back before DVD, and wanting a copy of Monster Squad on VHS. And I talked about it all year because that was my favorite movie growing up. And I never had a copy. We always rented it. Either from the library or from the local video store, and just talking about it all year. How can you confuse that? Monster Squad, right? And then Christmas morning.
I can't wait.
Christmas morning, opening a copy of a movie, the number one that I already owned.
Oh my gosh.
Little Monsters.
Nice.
Little Monsters, and just being fucking heartbroken. Just thinking, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me ever in the
somebody
history.
Somebody sitting over the side just like, I knew you said Monster Squad.
It was awful.
Look at
them tears. Look at them tears. Best is hard. In recent memory, the Trick or Treat book I got last year was pretty fucking ballin'. Anytime I got anything to do with Ghostbusters... or Universal Monsters, or anything like that. Those were always, like, the best. So, yeah.
I should rewind a little bit and say that
I mean, it was a big deal getting that music as a teenager, getting the music related stuff, whether it was like guitars or drums or whatever. Because there was one year I asked for a Thomas set and got it.
Yeah.
And it was
changed your life forever.
It was pretty amazing.
Russ got all kinds of guitars and stuff.
Yeah, but nothing beat the Super Nintendo, man. Like, guitars were one thing, but I play way more Super Nintendo.
I know, but my friends had Super Nintendos. I'd have been pretty jazzed about a guitar.
You were my only friend that had a Sega.
Segas are so much better. Have we already talked about this on this podcast?
I think originally I was only friends with you to play Sega.
That's a... This is a whole different podcast, Sega versus Super Nintendo back in the day.
Yes, but I will say licensing. That's developers. Sega had better developers.
Brass, you got a round table?
I don't know. Secretly, what movie do you guys want to win this movie face-off for Christmas movies?
Oh, we kind of talked about that. But
yeah, but we'll go back over
it. But now that we're further into the bracket.
I haven't seen the bracket.
That's not my fault, Josh.
I know I'm a dick, but...
Most of the ones you can think of are going to be on there.
They Save Christmas with Jeopardy.
Yeah, Ernest Save Christmas is on there. I'm rooting for the incidental Christmas movies such as Die Hard, Gremlins, Batman Returns. I think I really do want Batman Returns to win.
Yeah. Secretly and truthfully, I want Christmas Story to be crowned the ultimate Christmas movie. I don't think it's going to happen anymore. But that one's up there. Scrooged would be good. Tomorrow we see Gremlins face off against Bad Santa. I'll be interested to see how that pans out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard, man. I don't know what's...
Man, this happened way too early in the bracket, right? Those two got to go on each side of the bracket.
You would think, but I wanted to really just get it out.
You didn't randomize this?
No.
You just did it.
Yeah, I did it to be a dick. Can you imagine?
But that's like the SEC title game. You're gonna have like a really good bat. This is obviously the best battle that's gonna happen. This even right here.
You would think, but no,
I wouldn't. Would think that's gonna be. I'm telling you facts. I'm not guessing. What's happening down here? This is Muppets.
The Flintstones versus the
Muppets. Oh, the Flintstones. Man,
nobody gave a shit about the Flintstones. Muppets is gonna win. Muppets may actually walk away. Take it home.
Yeah, take it to the house.
They may have one of the.
They gotta play Die Hard here in the playoffs.
Here's the thing, if Christmas Vacation ends up against Batman Returns, who's going to win that?
Batman.
Batman wins.
No.
Batman's making it to the
final. And I mean, I've been pulling hard for Christmas Vacation.
I know.
Still Batman.
Batman's going
to
win.
Okay, but, well, to get to Russ's question, what do y'all want to win? You said
Christmas. I'd say Christmas Story, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's the in content, I think it is the ultimate Christmas. Truthfully, it's everything that it kind of encompasses the all American.
It's about Christmas. Commercialism and awesomeness.
Yeah.
We never got to the part about how commercialism is awful.
Oh no, we
this has all been with a wink and a nudge.
Yeah, we don't really.
Yeah.
Come on, Josh, get on the same page. Would you?
Well, you have to look. We're literally sitting next to each other.
Our
wink and nudge can be literal. You can wink at me and nudge it. We're gonna do consumerism.
But our listeners are not stupid.
I don't know any of your listeners.
Well, they're smart people, and I love them all dearly.
I do too, but I don't know them.
Well, they're smart. They understand that we're just winking and nudging. Who's gonna win?
This?
Yeah.
Who should win or who's going to win?
Who do you
want? Oh, yeah.
Well, the problem is how we have it set up right here.
We're taking it back to the beginning.
Die Hard, I'm going to say I'm going to put my final four would be Muppets, Christmas Carol, Die Hard, Christmas Vacation, Christmas Story.
Okay.
Okay.
That would be my final four.
I
agree with you. Christmas Story is perfect Christmas movie.
You need to go vote for it tonight.
It'll take it to the house.
Please go vote for that.
So how many times can I vote?
Once.
What about two different computers? Different IPs.
We're not doing it by IP. We're doing it by username. Mm-hmm. You can go make somebody up.
Who's we?
Me and Kim. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Me and the mouse in my pocket.
It's me.
The Christmas mouse.
Me and the Christmas elf on a shelf.
I mean, some of these are just ridiculous. They just got on here.
Why?
Out of pity.
Like what?
First of all, what was against Jingle All the Way?
Ernest Saves Christmas.
You got me kidding me. Ernest Saves Christmas lost to Jingle. Oh, good. It's funny to like Jingle All the Way, but Ernest Saves Christmas.
Almost.
It's awesome.
It was by one vote. A couple of these were tied, and I just had to be the tiebreaker.
I think I put Ernest Saves Christmas like number six on my personal.
Really?
Yeah, he's top notch. Muppets, because he's a classic. The story's great.
So who's gonna win overall?
Have it on DVD.
That is the question.
Digital video disc or variable? What is it called? Variable disc.
This is gonna be a two-hour podcast.
Digital variable disc.
What?
Stupid.
Isn't it video?
No, variable.
I think it's variable.
Well, who's gonna win overall?
Who's gonna win overall?
Number one.
Who is gonna win?
Yes.
I feel like if I say it, I'm jinxing it.
Nah, you're fine.
I am a jinx.
Are you? My cousin Oliver?
Well, I haven't seen a single football game. I wanted to turn out like it was gonna turn out.
what's this?
Mr. Magoo? It's
Christmas.
Oh, that's obviously a fail.
Yeah,
that's
not
gonna
big fail.
That's not going to the top. Who did it beat?
The original Christmas Carol with Alistair Sims.
Oh, good.
Because no one's seen it.
Is Scrooge is still in the running?
A couple of people were keen on it.
I think if everybody was to rewatch, if they had to rewatch everything, they'd say Christmas Story.
Okay.
But I don't know your listenership, because Home Alone could take it to the house. Home Alone's a solid fighter.
It's a generational thing.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to actually win?
Yeah.
It's tough, man.
I can tell you who's not going to win. Jingle All the Way.
No,
Jingle All the Way is definitely not going to win.
It's not going to win. It'll make it actually.
Mr. Mapoo's not going to win.
Die Hard's beating it right now.
Frosty's not going
to
win.
I think Die Hard's going to ride it to
that's
the
Frosty,
top.
That's Frosty, right?
I'm going to go ahead and say
now
that.
No, that's Year Without a Santa Claus.
I'm going to say Christmas
gross.
Vacation.
Where's Frosty?
Frosty didn't make it.
Didn't make it in the start?
Yeah.
It was never on the
right.
bracket?
It's a winner.
I'm thinking Christmas Vacation is going to make it to the end.
You can't argue with that because it's true. That's true.
Well, then my whole. Yeah, I know. It was moot.
I know. Yeah.
That's the one with the snow miser, like the
heat miser.
Heat miser and snow miser.
Yeah.
I'm the heat miser.
Mm. Well, no, that was not it at all. But
what's that song? How's that song go? Because I have.
White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Heat Miser.
Because things get hot when I walk around.
Yeah,
close. Yeah, it's just like that. If that's not it, it's close.
Who's gonna win?
Die Hard's taking it all the way.
Wow,
to the top, man.
Die Hard.
Die Hard should.
Yep.
All right. Well, there we have it.
Yeah.
John cool. McClane would destroy every other one of those characters easily,
in
except for Kevin McAllister,
life.
Which might be why Kevin McAllister takes it to the top.
You think John McClane would beat Batman?
I think
we got bigger problems here.
I think it might be those two versus each other, but I don't know, man. I think Die Hard's gonna take it.
We'll see. They've been really popular.
Penguin was degenerate. Joker didn't really want to kill Batman. He's up against a bunch of people who can't beat him. Why would they want to beat him? Put him against somebody real.
Like
John Wayne Gacy. Put him against John Wayne Gacy. Batman doesn't stand a chance.
Oh, God. All right. Well, that is it for episode 19 of We're Gonna Need a Bigger Show.
What an episode.
It's been a hell of a show. So, for a bigger show, this has been...
Charles B. Cameron.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Phone book.
Josh Shadow.
Russ White.
And I've been Mike D. Thank y'all for listening. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Go buy some stuff.